Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Anubha Rohatgi with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses BJP workers' rally Mahakumbh in Bhopal, Madhya Pradesh. Prime Minister to participate in Parivartan Sankalp Mahasabha in Jaipur, Rajasthan this afternoon. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh inaugurates Bharat Drone Shakti exhibition at Hindon Air Base in Ghaziabad, first C-295 transport aircraft inducted into the Indian Air Force. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri launches India's first green hydrogen fuel cell bus in Delhi. And India bags 10 medals, including 1 gold and 3 silver, at the Asian Games in Hangzhou. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that if the Congress is voted to power, it will stop the pace of development in the country. The Prime Minister was addressing the Karyakarta Mahakumbh of BJP workers in Bhopal, Madhya Pradesh today. Justifying BJP's developmental agenda, the Prime Minister said that when Modi gives a guarantee, when the BJP gives a guarantee, that guarantee reaches the ground, reaches every home. He said that Modi means fulfillment of every guarantee. The Prime Minister said that the Congress has given the slogan of Garibi Hatao 50 years ago, but did not fulfill its promise. Discussing the achievements of the BJP, he said that in just 5 years of the BJP government, 13.5 crore people in the country have come out of poverty. He said that the guarantee of priority given to the underprivileged has been fulfilled by taking one step after another. Today, the BJP is building modern roads, wide highways and expressways, but the Congress criticizes it.
बीते 9 वर्षों में हमने जो भी योजनाएं बनाई उनके मूल में यही भावना है. भाजपा ने गरीबों, महिलाओं, शोषितों, वंचितों, एससी, एसटी, ओबीसी को विकास का सबसे बड़ा लाभार्थी बनाया है.
Referring to the changes in railways, the Prime Minister said that today the BJP is starting modern trains like the Vande Bharat and developed stations, and everyone is praising Bhopal's Rani Kamlapati station, but the Congress is not able to digest even this. Referring to the new Parliament building, the Prime Minister said that the BJP has built a grand new Parliament building which is being praised across the country, but the Congress is also opposing it. This program was organized on the occasion of the birth anniversary of Pandit Deendayal Upadhyay. He also paid tribute to Pandit Deendayal Upadhyay on his birth anniversary prior to his address at the Jambori Maidan.
Aaj hamare prerna punj Pandit Deendayal Upadhyay ji ka janm divas bhi hai. Pandit ji ne sushasan ko antyodaya se jod kar dekha, samaj ke antim vyakti ke vikas ko prathmikta di. अंत्योदय की यही प्रेरणा सबका साथ सबका विकास सबका विश्वास और सबका प्रयास.
The Prime Minister was earlier felicitated by women for the Nari Shakti Bandhan Act during the Karyakarta Mahakumbh in Bhopal. On this occasion, the Jan Ashirwad Yatras of Madhya Pradesh BJP also concluded. Prime Minister Modi will address a public meeting, Parivartan Sankalp Mahasabha, in Jaipur, Rajasthan this afternoon. This public meeting is being organized on the occasion of the conclusion of Parivartan Sankalp Yatras taken out by the BJP in the state. The BJP has made special preparations for this meeting to be organized in Dadia village near the state capital. Before addressing the rally, the Prime Minister will also pay tribute to Pandit Deendayal Upadhyay on his birth anniversary at Dhankia village near Jaipur. More from our correspondent.
With the objective of change of power in the state, Bharatiya Janata Party has taken out 4 Parivartan Yatras from all 4 directions of the state. These Yatras have covered all the 200 assembly seats of the state, covering a distance of 9,000 kilometers. On the occasion of conclusion of these Yatras, Parivartan Sankalp Mahasabha is being organized today, which will be addressed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. A large number of women will participate in this rally. Women will handle all the arrangements from stage to the pandal. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashvani News, Jaipur.
The first C-295 MW transport aircraft was today formally inducted into the Indian Air Force in the presence of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh at the Indian Air Force Air Base in Hindon, Ghaziabad, Uttar Pradesh. Air Chief Marshal V.R. Chaudhary and other dignitaries were also present during the induction ceremony. Earlier, the Defence Minister inaugurated the two-day Bharat Drone Shakti 2023 event. India has formalized the acquisition of 56 Airbus C-295 aircraft to replace the Indian Air Force Avro fleet. As per the contractual agreement, Airbus will deliver the first 16 aircraft in flyaway condition from its final assembly line at Seville, Spain. 40 aircrafts will be manufactured and assembled by Tata Advanced Systems in India as part of an industrial partnership between the two companies. All the C-295 aircraft will be handed over in transport configuration and will be equipped with an indigenous electronic warfare suite. The Indian Air Force received the first C-295 MW transport aircraft at Seville on the 13th of this month, which was attended by Air Chief Marshal V.R. Chaudhary. The C-295 is used for tactical transport of up to 71 troops or 50 paratroopers and for conducting logistic operations to locations that are not accessible for heavier aircraft. Meanwhile, the Bharat Drone Shakti 2023 is witnessing participation from more than 75 drone startups and companies. Bharat Drone Shakti will give a fillip to India's commitment to becoming a global drone hub by 2030. Union Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas, Hardeep Singh Puri, flagged off India's first green hydrogen fuel cell bus in Delhi today. This project is the first ever initiative in India to dispense green hydrogen at the 350 bar to operate fuel cell buses. The program to run fuel cell bus has been initiated by Indian Oil as the Oil PSU undertook operational trials of 15 fuel cell buses powered by green hydrogen on identified routes in Delhi, Haryana and Uttar Pradesh. Under this program, first set of two fuel cell buses have been launched from India Gate. Upon the launch of these two buses, a cumulative mileage of more than 3 lakh kilometers will be covered across all buses for long-term assessment of performance and durability of this new technology. As per a statement, green hydrogen produced using renewable energy has the potential to play a key role in such low-carbon and self-reliant economic pathways.
Somebody has to step up and produce the first manifestation of something that runs on green hydrogen, these buses. And ye 15 le aayenge December tak, to main aap sabko badhai dena chahta hu. All I can tell you, it's a game-changing development and the future of our transport will be on green hydrogen.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. In Kerala, the Enforcement Directorate, ED, carried out raids at the houses and offices of former local leaders and others associated with the banned Popular Front of India, PFI, at 11 places in 4 districts this morning. The raids were based on information received from those arrested earlier, who revealed that money is still flowing into the state through Hawala route for nefarious activities. Their questioning also revealed that sleeper cells of the banned outfit are active at some places. Among the places where raids are taking place are residences of former Ernakulam PFI district president Jamal Muhammad at Kumbalam, former PFI leader Latif Pokkakilam at Chavakkada, and SDPI leader Nurul Amin at Arikode in Mallapuram. In Bihar, 2 people died and 2 others lost their eyesight after consuming spurious liquor in Qazi Muhammadpur police station area in Muzaffarpur district. The number of affected people could increase as police and district administration have launched door-to-door searches in the area to find people who have fallen ill after consuming spurious liquor. Police has launched a drive against illicit liquor suppliers in the Pokhriya Pir area after the Hooch tragedy hit. In Bihar, the manufacturing, consumption and storage of liquor is prohibited since 2016. In some international news, Israeli airstrikes struck militant sites in Gaza for the 3rd straight day yesterday. According to the Israeli military, initially Palestinian militants near the border fence launched incendiary balloons into Israel and threw an explosive at soldiers. It was the latest bloodshed in a surge of violence during a sensitive Jewish holiday period. However, there were no reported casualties from the strikes in Gaza. One policeman and three gunmen were killed during a siege of a Serbian Orthodox monastery in Banjska village yesterday. The deadly standoff took place between ethnic Serb gunmen and police in northern Kosovo. In a statement, Kosovo's Prime Minister Albin Kurti accused Serbia of supporting the armed group. He alleged that criminals were professionals with military and police background who were financed and motivated by Belgrade. However, Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić said Kosovo officials are responsible for the deaths. He said this is the result of months of Kosovo's provocations. According to local authorities, six people were arrested and a significant number of weapons were seized. Yesterday's clash marks one of the biggest escalations in Kosovo for years and follows months of mounting tension between the two sides. In Jharkhand, people are celebrating Karma Puja, one of the most popular festivals related to harvest, worship of nature, bond between brother and sister, and tribute to the Karam tree. During the festival, the branch of the Karam tree is carried by the Karma dancers, accompanied by singing and dancing. Smeared with milk and rice beer, the branch of Karam tree is placed in the middle of the spot where the group performs dance. Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan, Union Minister of Tribal Affairs Arjun Munda, Chief Minister Hemant Soren have wished prosperity for the denizens of the state on Karma Festival. Minister of Power, New and Renewable Energy R.K. Singh today inaugurated the India Energy Summit 2023 at FICCI Federation House in New Delhi. The two-day summit aims to focus on the development of enabling green hydrogen ecosystem in the country. Addressing the summit, Mr. Singh pointed out that climate change is a threat for the world. He stressed that India is committed to living behind a healthy and safe plant for the next generation. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, at 9:30 tonight, we will bring an insightful discussion on the topic of PM Vishwakarma Yojana with Dr. Rajneesh, Additional Secretary and Development Commissioner, MSME. Due to the overwhelming response received to our program on last Monday about the recently launched PM Vishwakarma scheme, we are repeating the topic for discussion this week too. During the program, listeners can ask questions from our expert about various aspects of the PM Vishwakarma scheme, including eligibility, registration procedures, government support for traditional crops, marketing, credit support, and any other related queries. To participate, simply dial the telephone numbers 011-2371-7106 and 011-2331-4444 from 9:30 onwards tonight. India has secured 10 medals, 1 gold, 3 silver and 6 bronze in Asian Games at Hangzhou, China so far. The Indian trio of Rudraksh Patil, Divyang Pawar and Aishwari Tomar clinched gold in the men's 10-meter air rifle event today. Indian men's quadruple scull team and men's 4-team in rowing bagged bronze, while Aishwari Tomar won bronze in men's 10-meter air rifle individual event. In 25-meter rapid-fire pistol team event, the Indian team comprising Anish Bhanwala, Vijayveer Sidhu and Adarsh Singh has clinched the bronze. Yesterday, India won its first medal in shooting as the trio of Ramita Jindal, Mehuli Ghosh and Ashi Choksi earned a silver in the women's 10-meter air rifle event. Shortly after the first medal, the Indian duo of Arjun Lal Jat and Arvind Singh won a silver in men's lightweight double sculls in the rowing discipline. Rowing fetched India further medals, with the men's 8 team adding another silver, while Babulal Yadav and Lake Ram secured bronze in the men's pair. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses BJP workers' rally Mahakumbh in Bhopal, Madhya Pradesh. Prime Minister to participate in Parivartan Sankalp Mahasabha in Jaipur, Rajasthan this afternoon. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh inaugurates Bharat Drone Shakti exhibition at Hindon Air Base in Ghaziabad, first C-295 transport aircraft inducted into Indian Air Force. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri launches India's first green hydrogen fuel cell bus in Delhi, and India bags 10 medals including 1 gold, 3 silver at Asian Games in Hangzhou. And with that, we end the midday news.